Hey, beautiful people. My name's Taylor, also known as Priceless Tay.
And I'm your co-host, Teddy Rosario.
We want to welcome you back to What the
Finance!
It is Christmas Eve. I hope everybody's having a beautiful, splendid day and a Merry Christmas if you do celebrate it, or any other holidays that you celebrate throughout the month of December. Today we're going to be talking about something that's going to change your 2021, and that is, WTF, consider turning your side hustles and skills into a business. Now, this is something that I'm known for on TikTok. If you scroll down, I have a side hustles TikTok at Priceless Tay, and it's a series, and that series has done phenomenally well, with one video talking about hand lettering that got about 10 million views in just a few days. So if that ain't enough for you, go past. But if you are very interested in learning more about side hustles, this is the episode for you. So let's just get right into it. What even are side hustles? There's middle hustles, there's side hustles, there's top hustles. No. Side hustles are your second source of income, or third source, fourth source, fifth source. Most likely, they are not your first source of income. One of your first sources of income is your primary income, something like your full-time job. Now, if you really, really love, for example, let's say you love writing on the side so much, you started to do a blog, and now you're making a little bit of money here and there on Google AdSense, that is going to be a side hustle. It makes up a side portion of your income, but generally does not make the full primary portion of your income. So you can have many, many side hustles. Those side hustles normally don't take up a lot of time. Side hustle ideas for you could be writing that blog. It could be something that may take a little bit more time to build up, building a YouTube channel. It could be streaming on Twitch. For a lot of college students or students out there, it could be driving for Lyft, Uber, or DoorDash, or Uber Eats. You know, I like some food. Somebody can deliver me some food someday. It could be anything along the lines of what you really like and what money you can be earned for, except the fact that, once again, it makes up a smaller portion of your income. That's why it's called a side hustle. Now, first things first, you really need to understand, okay, what is something that you like? Do you like drawing? Do you like photography? Do you like coding? Do you like other languages? From there, figure out what you're already doing. For example, if you're already doing a lot of drawing and you really love drawing, or for example, if you love coding and you're just playing around doing coding, or you love graphic design and you've just been making some cool graphics, it's time to start getting paid for it. It's so much fun doing it when you're not getting paid for it. But when you put a value incentive behind it with money, it'll also help you in your financial situation. One of the great places that you can do this on by monetizing your side hustle is Fiverr and Upwork. Fiverr, you can literally give some relationship advice. You can give financial advice, of course, if it's legal, you know, SEC, got to stay on top of that. If you want to do YouTube graphics, thumbnails, animation, blogs, really, there is so much on Fiverr. Just pull it up and you can really see, wow, there is stuff that I can get paid for on this. Now, for some more obscure jobs like hand lettering, which literally means you are writing down on note cards, maybe people's names for a wedding or a banquet or some business event, that people don't want to use print and they actually want to be a little bit more down to earth and have custom hand lettering. So some of those privileged people will go out and pay for it. Now, there's no problem in doing this, but you must know that there is money to be made in any single area of a side hustle, and people are willing to pay for that stuff. So sometimes it might take you a little while. Sometimes it might take you more work. Sometimes it might take longer than others to actually start getting monetized, but you can do this in the end. One of the easiest ways to help boost getting that monetization on these platforms like Fiverr or Upwork is to have your family and friends purchase your work. This is your inner circle, the people you feel most comfortable with. Have them purchase your work. For example, if you're really good at photography, why don't you ask families and friends of yours to start taking pictures? And if they don't want to take a picture, ask if they have an animal and they want to take a picture. Or if they want to take a picture of their real estate or garden, you can do that as well. Not only get their feedback, but also have them leave a review. This is something that is going to be crucial in the long run for you getting people who you don't know or outside of your network and people actually finding you on the Explore page. See, once you have some reviews, like 3 to 5 stars at least, or comments that is, people feel more comfortable. You need to start building trust, and testimonials are today's way of saying, hey, I'm trustworthy. This person left a great review, gave me 5-star work. I can see the work, and I'm going to say, hey, you are a really good person. I'm going to pass this along to one of my friends, and your work is not going to go unnoticed. That is just one of the easiest, most beneficial ways to really start your side hustle. Speaking of side hustles,
have you ever thought about trading securities to make more money in your pockets, but you never knew where to start?
Check this out.
The Trading Game app is a completely free and simple game to learn and to practice trading in the stock market, Forex, and crypto exchange.
Users can test their knowledge with a variety of lessons and quizzes, and then apply everything they learned in a real-time simulator.
It's the perfect opportunity to learn trading from professionals without paying one dime.
The Trading Game is available on the App Store and Google Play.
Download the trading app now.
For the second platform, it works a little bit similarly. It's called Upwork. So overall, with this platform called Upwork, I would say it's probably a little bit more for professions or careers. A lot of people make a lot of money on this. It's really more for, I would have to say, coders and people in development and technology. However, there are people who do financial analysis, business administration, business operations. You'll see a lot of virtual assistants on there, which is something that we're going to talk about in a second. But with this platform, what you do is you list your price. Hey, I'm going to get paid $25 an hour being a virtual assistant. Here's some of my work. Here's what I'm going to provide for you. Now we can say, okay, we're going to have a budget, and that budget could be, okay, 3 months work. It could be 6 months work. It could be just a one-time thing of filing some or organizing some different files. And that's it. So a great other side hustle that you could do is actually the virtual assistant. A lot of people on TikTok have been blowing up recently because of this. But basically, it's somebody who does all the stuff that somebody else really does not have the time to do. So that could be social media management, that could be organizing files, that could be scheduling calls. And this is typically for somebody, like I said, who just doesn't have the time to really perform those tasks. And it's not like they can't, they don't know how, it's just that they don't have the time. So there's a big market for this. Many people need a lot of virtual assistants. You can make upwards of $65 an hour doing virtual assistants in social media management and really turn your side hustle into a business. This next part goes and ties into how to actually turn that side hustle into business. Now, once you're actually monetized, you can really make the option to say, well, I'm actually kind of starting to make equal money or a little bit more money from my side hustle than from my current job. And so you really have to make a decision. Hey, do I really want to pursue this full time and leave my career? Or do I just want to kind of lay low and continue what I'm doing at my first career and just have this as a side income? This is a really tough decision for a lot of people, but what I would have to say to kind of give you a little bit of my recommendation is to find what you're most passionate about and stick with it. Not only that, but try to benefit your community as much as possible. If it's something that's helping out within your community, there's a bigger sense of fulfillment and it also gives back. If it's something that you love, if it's something that you can get paid for. So once you have that decision, and let's say you say, yes, I want to turn that side hustle of mine into a business. Drop everything and leave, focus on that. No, that's not what you do. Go onto a platform like WordPress, Kajabi, Shopify, and really start building out your personal brand. This is something that's last. I call personal brands literally the digital real estate of our generation, Gen Z. Everybody should have a digital brand. Everybody should have a personal brand. It's something that will differentiate resume builders in the long run with so many people trying to find jobs nowadays. It is crucial. The way in which you can do this is really identify who your target audience is. For example, if you're doing photography for a wedding, guess what? You're probably going to have like a 24 to 36 year old demographic for people who just got married, maybe in a different state. For example, if you live in Nebraska, for people living in Nebraska, that is your target audience. After you have identified that, now you say, okay, is this target market big enough, right? Am I able to help people's problems to the masses? If it's a yes, continue going for it. If it's a no, try to come up with a niche audience and really try to find a market that is continuously growing and has a growing outlook. Because we don't want to do something that is really disintegrating and falling apart. For example, like how many people in Gen Z use Facebook? Not that much. It's really a lot of the older population. How many people are on TikTok? I know I am. I know Tati is. I know you guys probably are too. That's probably how you found this podcast even in the first place. But make sure you understand what your target demographic is. And once you do, start translating that into your brand. Figure out who you are, how you're going to convey your message to people. For example, if you're quirky, fun, exciting, I kind of like to say I'm a little bit sarcastic. I'm not too professional. I'm very bubbly when it comes to the finance space, literally challenging the status quo of one, being a woman in finance, two, not making it as professional, three, wearing hoodies and talking about finance, and four, being 20 years old. So really figure out who your brand is, be authentic, be yourself, and just start marketing. You can do this, again, like I said, on a platform like Shopify, a platform like Wix, like WordPress, where you can create a simple landing page, an easy checkout for you to actually turn that side hustle into a business. Now, if you want more information on this, you can go check out Tadia and my TikTok, or you could also check out our YouTubes as well too. And I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure to tag us on our Instagram story at tapintoit.co, hashtag what the finance. Bye guys. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas if you celebrate it. And again, happy holidays to every other person that has a holiday they're celebrating in the month of December, or just have a happy day. Bye.
You've been listening to WTF, What the
Finance,
with the one and only
Tadia Rosarian,
and last but not least, Taylor Price. Make sure to receive all of the updates on WTF by texting WTF to 424-226-5797. Message and rates may apply.